Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about planning a vacation and how to go on a vacation and jet lag when you come back, depending on where you go. Today, we are going to say we need to catch up after the vacation. And that usually happens to all of us. So while going on a vacation is usually a lot of fun, what happens once you come back home? Do you need to relax from your vacation due to too many activities or jet lag? In my case, not too many activities. I had just a really wonderful amount of it. But jet lag was definitely kicking in for 10 days, which is not too bad. I'm out of it now. Has work piled up that you expected or did not expect during your absence? And that is something that I'm usually not quite so aware of, but this time I was totally aware of it. In my case, I expected some work that needed to be caught up with, especially with my clients and in coaching and things like that. And then I also realized that we had some issues in one unit of our duplex that had some issues, and now it needs to be renovated before it can be rented out for the holidays. So much unexpected work. More money to spend than planned, more projects than anticipated, more time consuming, you know, a whole bunch of stuff that we are not thinking about. So how can it all be done and still keep up with daily life, chores, work, and activities? Well, that's actually quite easy. All it does is take planning. And my husband and I actually have split up our responsibilities. Since he is the bigger earner, he does a lot of that work, whereas I do a lot more of the organizational things and prep work, as to cleaning up the place, prep work, getting rid of everything that's not needed, moving out of the way what's in the way for the time being, so it can be reused afterwards. Because one of our mottos is always the triple R's: repurpose, reuse, and there's a third one, which is not coming to my mind right now. So anyway, but we use everything as much as we can, you know, reorganize, put it in a different area, whatever, so it looks better. Those are all things. Then we get to measure the areas for the sheetrock, for the wood, for the cabinets, for the appliances, et cetera, et cetera. And that is all awesome. That's all stuff that I actually can do with some help. And hubby can work during that time and bring the money home. When I'm finished with that, he's going to come in and get the contractor stuff done with the wall, electrical, and whatever there needs to be done. And then at the end, I'm going to be working with someone again in the interior design to furnish it and make it look really nice. So it will be available in around Thanksgiving, I guess, for the holidays, so we can rent it out. I go, wow, this is pretty amazing. I mean, it looks simple. It looks like it should be no big deal. However, there are always little nooks and crannies that we did not think about that need to be fixed or whatnot. And now we can do it right, which is awesome because it's going to last a lot longer. So for this project, we have actually put the month October aside. And there's some other projects that need to be done also. But this is the first and the major project. And the others just come as they may, you know. But everything goes with planning, doing it, and then sealing the deal. So whatever we could save, we're putting in storage right now. So we have the free space to get the work done without being encumbered with other things that are in there. So having clean area is always important. That has to do not only with financial balance or physical balance, but also emotional balance. When you see the room, the space you're working with, it helps you to be mentally at peace, to see what can be done, what needs to be done. And that is actually very important. So just by today moving the stuff into a truck and taking it to storage, what's not needed in there, so we can get the work done more easily as of next week, it's so freeing. It definitely puts my mind at ease, and I know that I can get the things prepped with help. So when hubby gets in, he can get his part done with some help of us too. So I am totally excited, actually, because I get to see the progress. I get to see how things are done that I didn't see when the house was in moving ready with some major issues that didn't faze us at that time. But now we have the opportunity to fix it and make it really well and beautiful and welcoming. So people actually will want to rent this place. It's actually up in Big Bear. So in case anybody is looking for a place to rent, it will be a three-bedroom, three-bath place with a nice kitchen and living room and dining area. And when it's all finished, I will be posting some pictures on Facebook so you can see there what we've accomplished. Again, it's all about attitude, mental, physical, and financial health, planning, preparing properly, getting things organized, getting it done, and then sealing the deal by having people who actually want to rent and enjoy the area up here, and especially the winter months. I know on TripAdvisor, somebody asked me when I said something about Big Bear, well, is there any snow? Can you do snow skiing? And I put down, oh, yes, you can, even if there is no snow that came down from heaven, as we say, from the clouds. They make snow after Thanksgiving or sometimes after Halloween already. But definitely after Thanksgiving or around Thanksgiving, the slopes are usually open. Last year, though, we were up here December 23rd, went to bed, didn't have any snow. It was green, no snow at all. Went to bed, got up the 24th in the morning, and we had, I think, 22 inches of snow. It was amazing. I mean, it took us over 3 hours to shovel the parking space so I could get the car out of the garage. So knowing that, and we've had snow every winter since we've had the house up here for the last 5 years or so, a little bit more, 5.5 by wintertime. And it's always had some snow for comfortable skiing. The slopes are right behind the house. I mean, less than a mile. The lake, you don't want to go in the lake in a winter month. But for spring and summer months, the lake is about a mile down the other side. And everything is pretty central and easily accessible by foot or by bike or by car. But what I suggest is when you're up here in the first year already, don't drive the car unless you absolutely have to. Enjoy a good walk in the crisp, fresh air. Help it energize your body, your mind, and everything. Look at the beauty, nature, everything you can do. Also later on, we're planning on having some blogs and things that talk about it so you can see where what is, but I'm not going to go into details yet. That's just a little appetizer. And another thing also that I'm doing is I turned in my book, and I'm working with the editor to have it printed, hopefully still this year. and it's called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book About Stress Reduction, 15 Ways or Parts to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. And it has a lot to do with attitude and nature and doing activities that are actually relaxing and help you de-stress, because we live for today. You probably know this saying, don't worry about what happened yesterday because yesterday is gone. Don't worry about things for tomorrow because it's in the future and it hasn't happened yet. Live in the present, which is today, and do your best, give your best, and be your best in everything you do. So having said all that, I just wanted to give you guys a little appetizer of what's to come in the future. And I might go back and talk about a few more chapters out of my book. I will go back and see what I've talked about already and then add some other chapters for the near future. So you have a little bit of information on how you can reduce stress and in which circumstance. And anyway, that is my goal, to, you know, help people to get healthy, happy and healthy. That's why I have become a health coach. That's why I'm leading by example, because I was obese. In January 2016, I weighed 178 pounds at the frame of 5'1", and now I'm down to 123, 124, maximum 125, which is definitely a healthy BMI. So everything that I'm saying and doing and intend to convey has to do with physical, mental, and financial balance and health, and that's actually where I'm going with this. So if you guys are starting to plan for a vacation rental in Big Bear around Thanksgiving and thereafter, if you want to contact me, that's fine. You can do that at dythompson@gmail.com, or you can send me a voicemail or a text at 562-335-4956, and I will get back with you. When you leave a message, that's the precursor to everything. I will get back with you within 24 to 48 hours. You can also see some of the things on Face that I'm doing under Coach Denise. And you will see my before and after picture with January 2016 and June 2017. Makes a huge difference. So I just want to say, I am totally excited that I have the opportunity to get things done. If you want to do things, you know what you want. If you need help, that's great, but have a plan down so you can show it to the architect. And then you can have a contractor that you hire to get the things done when it's approved. I have the luxury that I have all these people in my family and everything. We can do ourselves. Not everybody is there, but that is definitely a blessing to me that we can do everything on our own. Also, there are lots of YouTube instructions on how to fix certain things, so you don't need to waste money on somebody else. And you can feel proud of yourself for being able to get it done on your own. So that's it for today. Again, the vacation's over. I am ready to catch up with everything. I'm almost caught up with everything. There's still a few minor things that I need to finish. But life is good. Blessings are abundant. And planning is definitely key to success. And again, it's success in every sense of the way. The mental, physical, and financial one. So I wish everybody a most wonderful week. I say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And if you have anything that you want to share with me, you can email me or voicemail or text me, and I will be happy to get back with you. If you want to be on my show, if you have something to share where we can focus on the three parts, I would be more than happy to have you on my show also. I wish you a great day and take care for today. Bye.